What up, everyone? Happy Taco Tuesday and a happy 420, everyone. So I am Raja Cortez and I am the host of Taco Time. So today is Taco Tuesday and I welcome you guys to Taco Tuesday, the best day of the week. So we're gonna get down and dirty talking about tacos. Where are tacos from? What the hell are tacos? Some people, honestly, they don't know what tacos are because why? They're from another part of the world. So me, I'm from Mexico, Culiacan specifically, and we've got tacos everywhere. We got tacos, burritos, we got so many different types, and then you have them in America. Now the ones in America are a little bit more westernized, which is completely fine because that just gives more of a variety and variation of the different tacos that we can all just enjoy. So what is a taco? Now, according to Wikipedia, I know, why are we looking at Wikipedia? But it's just fast and boom. So here, a taco is a traditional Mexican dish consisting of a small hand-sized corn or wheat tortilla topped with a filling. The tortilla is then folded around the filling and eaten by hand. A taco can be made with a variety of fillings, including beef, pork, chicken, seafood, beans, vegetable, and cheese, allowing for a great versatility and variety. They can be garnished with a variety of condiments, such as salsa, guacamole, sour cream, vegetables, lettuce, onions, tomatoes, and chiles. And there are so many different options that you guys can do. You guys have no idea, which is why I really love having a podcast about tacos, because like people, there are so many different variations and it's just all wonderful and everything is to be loved. So with me being from Culiacan, Mexico, my grandmother has taught me a ton about Mexican dishes. Before, I only knew a lot about Italians because, of course, I was adopted into an Italian family. And yes, I do have Italian in me. So I learned a lot of Italian dishes from my Nana and my Papa, which was phenomenal. I can like make osso buco. I can make so many different like foods. And now to learn about the Mexican side and learn about tacos, burritos, and all of that, pupusas and everything, even though pupusas are Salvadorian, but that's because of my husband. But you know, it's just so much of a variety that, you know, Hispanic food is. And food is such a big thing in Hispanic culture because honestly, it brings a ton of people together. People are laughing, people are having fun, they're partying, and you know, they're just really just, it's a carefree environment. And tacos bring that to the table. So I can just say with the future of, you know, Taco Time and the taco truck that's going to be hopefully made and the dreams and all that, I can't wait to bring what I've learned from my grandmother in Culiacan to this taco truck and to teach people more about the heritage and the food that is so important to my people. Now, you guys know that I love to do me some research. So when I did research, I went to this website called eatmexcity.com. And then I also went to another one, which was really good. And I'm going to share stuff from that findings because some of them like overlap. So the other one is called eternal-expat.com. So we're going to go look at the eatmexcity.com. So these describe the different types of tacos. And I love talking about these because it's just so amazing how many different ones. Now, there are hundreds, like again, like I said, thousands of tacos, different variations and all of that. And they come from different states. So like again, from Sinaloa, which is where I'm from. Then you have different ones from Guerrero. Then you have Oaxaca. Then you have Pueblo, then you have, you know, different ones from different states that do different things, or Baja California, or, you know, Sonora, or Yucatan. So there are so many different ones from different places. I'm excited. If I ever get to tour all of Mexico just to go like backpacking or whatever the heck I do or want to do, I would want to do that because like, my family in Mexico tells me all about the different tacos. Like, I've been to Mexico, I've loved everything, and I just want to try everything that I can. So, from eatmexcity.com, the first one that they go over is Al Pastor Tacos. So, I don't know if you guys have seen the YouTube channel Tasty, and these guys go to this food truck, and it's called Leo's, and they have, they're very famous for their El Pastor. So this is exactly what it says on the website. One of the most renowned, world-renowned, and most popular tacos in Mexico is El Pastor. In Spanish, Pastor means shepherd, which was a nickname that was given to Lebanese merchants who came to Mexico City in the early 90s. Back in Lebanon, the style of shawarma meat, or slow-turning vertical rotisserie, was a popular part of their food and culture. When these immigrants came to Mexico, they brought this style with them, which was the foundation of the Al Pastor taco. This taco consists of pork, which is marinated in achiote, and that is an orange red paste that comes from a tree that is native to Mexico. Now, the pork is cooked on a trompo spit, which is adopted from the Lebanese immigrants, and shave off into a thin, like crispy slice, and placed onto a tortilla. And it is usually accompanied by pineapple, onion, and cilantro. Now, I don't do the pineapple. My grandmother loves to do the pineapple, but for me, like, pineapples are like migraine attacks for me, and I'm like, no thanks. But I will eat cilantro like my bunnies eat hay. Like, I will eat it up. I love it. Like, and I know that it's like a gene in some people. I think that that's right. I'm not sure. But they said that if you don't like cilantro, or you get like a soapy weird taste from it, like, it's like it's passed down to you, like it's a hereditary trait. And I'm like, what? So the next one is called carnitas taco. So you guys might have heard this in like Chipotle or something, but wait till you taste like a real authentic Mexican one. Like, those are dope. So it says, another very popular Mexican taco is called carnitas. The literal translation of carnitas is little meats, the Mexican version of pulled pork. This is also a type of taco that is composed of shredded pork shoulder that is simmered or braised in on its own fat and a number of different types of herbs and spices. This cooking technique makes it very tender. Some of the different herbs and spices that are often used to cook carnitas meat are garlic, salt, cumin, bay leaves, chili, oregano, thyme, and marjoram. I'm pretty sure I just butchered that, so I'm so sorry. The traditional method of cooking carnitas is done in a copper pot so that the heat is dispersed evenly. This type of taco is said to have originated in Michoacán state of Central America. Yo, Michoacán has really good food. Really good food. And oh my God. Yeah. Oh, also, I don't know if I mentioned this, but Jalisco was where Jarritos are actually made from. So, like, can you imagine living in Jalisco and having, like, a dope-ass taco and then, like, arito? Like, my gosh. Okay, anyway, the next one we're going to talk about is barbacoa. And so most in Mexico, barbacoa tacos are typically prepared with goat or sheep meat. However, in parts of northern Mexico and in the United States, sometimes a barbacoa taco is prepared with beef cheeks or head meat. Making barbacoa consists of slow cooking over an open fire instead of a hole that is dug into the ground. Wow, I never knew that. The meat is covered by magui. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing this wrong. It's spelled M-A-G-U-E-Y. But you know what? We're all learning here. It's fine. To help steam the meat into a soft, tender state. The next one we're going to talk about is birria taco. Now, birria and barbacoa tacos are quite similar and sometimes confusing. So it depends on the region. Birria often starts off as barbacoa, and then an extra step is added when the meat is simmered in a spicy, like, chili broth, which comes from Jalisco, which is, again, the state that is in a region of Mexico. Now, the birria meat is slow-cooked in broth, which usually makes the consistency more moist and tender, and it is often cooked for special occasions such as weddings or on Sundays in Mexico City by street vendors. The next one is chicharrón tacos, often known as simply the common snack in Mexico across Latin America. Chicharrón is a popular taco filler. Chicharrón is typically fried pork skin, also known as pork rinds, which is typically like crunchy and crispy in texture. However, when used in a taco, chicharrón is often simmered in a variety of spices, which gives it a soft, chewier flavor. Not only is chicharrón often used in primary meat in tacos when cooked and simmered, but is also used as a taco topper to add some crunch. The next one is called chorizo taco. Now, chorizo, this is very interesting. So the Spaniards brought many things to Mexico during the time of their rule. From religion to architecture to cattle, Spanish influence is very predominant in Mexico. So one of the most popular Mexican tacos was also a part of the Spanish influence. While traditional, Spanish chorizo was typically made up of a number of different types of meat, Mexican chorizo is also composed of minced pork. The meat is cooked and seasoned with spicy chili peppers and then placed in a natural casing and aged by air drying for up to a week. The capital of chorizo in Mexico is the city of Toluca. The next one is called lengua taco. Now, you guys, it's totally perfect. It's perfectly understandable to have different, you know, opinions on the different types of tacos, but I'm going to say that this next one, I'm going to pass up on because, you know, it's just not my thing. It's not my ish, and it's okay. You know, if you like it, you'll like it, but the next one is called lengua taco. Now, lengua means tongue in Spanish, and that is exactly what this taco is. So while many people would be hesitant like how I am, or that it might be like super chewy, but if it's cooked just right from what it says on here, it's actually very good. Now, beef tongue is usually slow cooked for hours, which is results in a very soft and smooth texture. Because of this, it's not typically overly chewy, and its unique type of meat offers a variety of unique flavors to other beef cuts. Eating beef tongue dates back to the Paleolithic period, and lengua tacos are common all over Mexico. I'm going to pass on that one again, but you know, we are to our own tastes. The next one is the suadero taco. This is often associated with Mexico City, and suadero tacos are made with beef that is cooked for long periods of time, then seared and chopped into small pieces. It's usually marinated in orange and lemon juice the night before, and this gives the taco meat a soft and smooth texture. Suadero is usually the meat located between the leg and the belly of the cow, and it's a very popular taco in Central Mexico, and it's a must try when you visit the Mexico's capital. And it can be, from what they say, it can be compared to beef brisket, but it's not prepared in the exact same way. So the next one is called tinga taco. If you prefer lighter meat, tinga tacos are a great option. The chicken tinga taco is composed of shredded chicken mixed with sauce that contains smoky chipotle chile, and they're cooked in an adobe, onions, garlic, and tomatoes, and this has actually originated from Puebla, Mexico. Now, one interesting fact that I read about Puebla, Mexico, also from what my grandmother said, was about Cinco de Mayo. So Cinco de Mayo is normally not traditionally celebrated in Mexico. Specifically, it only is in Puebla because of a war that had happened, and they actually celebrate it for a specific reason. Here in America, we just celebrate it to get drunk off our asses, you know, and it's not really, in my opinion, it's not humbly, you know, being culturally conscious of the reason behind Cinco de Mayo. It's not about margaritas. It's not about, you know, just tacos and guacamole and just eating stuff. It's something different, something that means something to people. And I think that if people would learn more about what's behind Cinco de Mayo, they would understand what's going on. So the next one, the tinga tacos, the smoked chipotle chilies are the heart of the delicious flavor that comes from the tingas. What many people don't realize is that the chipotle chiles are simply smoked and dried jalapenos. The next ones are called bistec tacos. So these are one of the most favorites that a lot of visitors and a lot of locals do. It's like the basic bitch of tacos, I want to say. It's very easy to prepare, and you can find them almost on any taco place. It's prepared with grilled steak, and it's cut into like very small pieces, and it's sliced with onions and peppers, and you know, you can eat these with a corn or flour tortilla. You can add, depending on the place, cheese can also be added, but bistec tacos are usually confused with asada tacos. Now, asada tacos are my shit. I love them, and they are very similar, but they are not the same. Now, asada are made from flank steak, from, you know, what my grandmother has taught me, from what I've learned. So this is what they say about asada tacos. That's the next one. There are a lot of people who think that asada tacos and bistec tacos are the same because both of them are prepared with steak. Even though that's true, there's one ingredient that makes the change that makes the flavor totally different is charcoal for grilling. Bistec tacos are prepared with cooking oil, which makes the flavor of the steak a little bit more simple instead of with the charcoal, because the charcoal gives the steak a smoky taste that makes asada tacos unique. And these are one of the most common of North Mexico, but can be found in any state. Again, it's also flank steak, so it's a very nice, like, delicious non-chewy steak, but I love to cook them. And usually for what my grandmother had taught me was with asada tacos is that you marinate like 24 hours in advance, you let it sit, and then you slow roast it. So mostly all of the taco meats that you do, you have to slow roast it. You don't want to, like, you know, just slap it on a grill and just, you know, flip it and whatever. And she says don't press on the meat because all the juices will come out. She's like, don't do that. And I'm like, okay, grandma. So the next ones are arrachera tacos. Mexicans called arrachera to a hanger steak. These tacos are not very common at every establishment in the street. First off of all, because of the way it's cooked it. And then the second is because of it being a little bit more expensive than other tacos. These tacos are usually eaten in corn or flour tortilla and are accompanied by guacamole and red salsa. I'll have to do a little bit more research on that one because I'm not exactly sure about that. Then the final one that is on Eat Mex City is I took Spanish for god, like, I think 20 years, and I don't know. I get nervous when I do this. I don't know what's going on. Campechano tacos. If you can't decide between bistec or chorizo, the campechano might be your best option. This taco offers you a mix of two delicious types of meats in a tortilla. It can be found in most any taco stand on the street, and it can be recommended with eating like a green salsa with this, because I know a lot of people use red, but I guess like green is like a specific one that a lot of people have put for this one, because I haven't seen it a lot in the other ones. Now for this one, the other one, which was from eternal-expat.com, they talk about the different ones. They talk about pastor, which we talked about, suadero, we talked about, and then they go into carnitas, barbacoa, so pretty much it's almost the same. But with the one that they didn't mention, I don't think, it was the guisado. So it's more of like a stew, and these are popular breakfast tacos around Mexico. And Mexico breakfast tacos can be a little bit different than American breakfast burritos or tacos or whatever. So they said that there are a ton of different types of guisados, and you have red rice with hard-boiled eggs, nopales with onions, scrambled eggs with tomato sauce, or rajas with crema. There are meat-heavy options like potato, chorizo, or picadillo, which is ground beef with vegetables. Tinga, which is, again, what we talked about. Chicken is cooked with chipotle, onions, but that's also a popular option. Then the other ones that they do talk about are Conchinita pibil. So conchinita pibil tacos are one of the country's most famous tacos and beloved tacos. They're usually made from pork that are from Yucatan, which is the state where you find Merida. You can also find it in Mexico City too. It's a pork dish that is made by slow roasting pork in a sauce made from achiote, chili paste, and oranges. Sometimes other spices like cloves and cinnamon are added. But those look really good. I have seen them, but I have not tasted them. Then they have cabeza tacos. And yes, if you know Spanish, cabeza means head. So these are kind of like the lengua for me. It's kind of like a no, but, you know, to each their own. So this is, the cow's head is generally steamed, making it all the meat super soft and tender. And the most parts that you can try are tongue, like we talked about. Eyes, that's going to be a no for me. And cheek, mejilla, which is also going to be a no for me. It is one of the most tender meats that they have, and it's very popular in street taco food. For me, I'm going to pass again. The next one is called lechon, which lechon isn't exactly meat that originates from Mexico, but it's incredibly popular in the Yucatan breakfast food. While it may not be the most nutritious start to the day, it's worth getting up and over to taco stands. So basically what this taco is, the lechon, is a slow roasted pork, usually covered over an open fire and sometimes on a spit. So it's usually like very juicy, but it's quite fatty, and it's usually served with a slice of like a crunchy pork skin on top. Again, I haven't really ate those. So the next one that we're going to talk about is tacos árabe, which is Arab tacos. So this is a fun fact. So I don't know how many times I have to tell you guys this. You guys are probably sick of it. But again, I'm from Culiacán, Sinaloa. And what I actually learned, because my father is Arab and Indian, but he also has some Japanese and South Korean, but it's very like small in his like DNA. I mean, he verifies like, he's half Mexican because his mother is Mexican, my grandmother. And then his dad is, you know, the most Arab and Indian. So Culiacán has a very high Arab rate there. And I thought it was really cool. And I was like, oh my gosh. So anyway, so tacos árabe is cooked similar to the way pastor meat is cooked. It's on a spit, usually in front of coal, and the meat can be anything from pork to beef to lamb, and it's, you know, seasoned with herbs and spices, and it's served on a tortilla, but it's more of like a pita bread, so it's going to be a little bit thicker. So I don't know if you guys have tried pita bread. It's very similar to naan. If you guys have eaten Indian food or anything like that, it's very good. I used to eat pita bread with hummus. It was really, really good. So basically, they say that you can pretty much dress up a tacos árabe with whatever you want. It doesn't even matter. Now, a lot of people that I talked to didn't know that tacos, you normally don't have rice in them. Now, it varies from different to different, but like for me, like I never put it in there, but I didn't even know it was like a thing. Because, like, I never did it. But some people, you know, again, to each their own, some people put rice in there, you know, whatever. So the final one that we're going to talk about, actually, no, there's a couple of them, sorry. The tacos dorados. So the tacos dorados is the closest thing you're going to find to, like, a hard shell taco besides, like, tostadas. So these are filled with pretty much, you know, whatever you want. It's mostly filled with barbacoa or chicken. And it's really good. It's really, 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 really good. But basically how it's made is like, there are two ways that it's served. So the first is the tortilla is filled with meat and then a toothpick is stuck at the mouth of the tortilla to keep it closed while it's being fried. And then the second way is that it's kind of like a flauta. So it's like filled with meat and then rolled up to look like a flute and then it's fried like that. So I don't know if you guys have tried this, but there were some things that were like a very Americanized versions of this. I want to say it was like called taquitos or something like that. They were like, ugh, you know, but I'm sure if I went to Mexico and had these would be amazing. So the next one is tacos de canasta. So they say these are one of the most underrated tacos in Mexico. And they are really, really, really good. And they're usually made early in the morning. And there are three types of most common fillings for these specific tacos, and that's chicharron, potato, and refried beans. So these tacos are piled high inside a basket, and then the basket is lined with a thick plastic bag, and then boiling hot oil is poured over the top, and the bag is sealed so the tacos stay warm all day long. So then the next one is like mixed tacos. So these ones are like slow cooked. They're very much like barbacoa. These ones are usually found in the general vicinity of like Mexico City, Hidalgo, Guerrero. But they're mostly made of a combination of beef, pork, or beef and sheep. So these mixtures are usually seasoned with heavily like with different spices and chilies, and sometimes they have their own sauces, or it's just like a dry rub. But you want to make sure you know you have a little bit of sauce, so you know, pack that Tabasco sauce in your purse or your bag or you know wherever. I know I keep three different hot sauces in my purse. I keep the Tabasco, the Tapatio, I think, and then the other one that's like, I forgot what it's called, but it's really, really, really good. And I keep three different bottles in my purse. I know it's like so weird, but like, whatever. So the next ones that we're going to talk about, and the final one that we're going to talk about, is pescado. Now, I love pescado like crazy. So pescado are known as fish tacos. And if you go to Cabo, La Paz, Puerto Vallarta, other beach towns in Mexico, you'll find an assortment of like tacos that are pescado. So most tacos that you're going to find are the marlin tacos, like they're smoked marlin. Then you have tacos de camarón, which is shrimp tacos. And then you'll have tacos de pulpo, which is octopus tacos. So usually the fish tacos and de pescado are battered and fried. And this is a traditional Baja style fish taco that you'll get in like the Baja Peninsula and that kind of stuff. But either way, they're really, really good. The taco restaurants that are in Puerto Vallarta are one of like the best ones. So I cannot wait to try more tacos. And I hope that this was very informative to you as much as it was informative to me. I love doing this type of research because honestly, I'm learning just as much as you guys are. I mean, I met my bio family in 2019 at the end, but I was talking to them all year. And then 2020 kind of deterred things because of COVID. But, you know, I got to like, you know, meet my Mexican family, and it was just amazing, and I'm learning so much from them, and I appreciate you guys, you know, being patient with me, trying to learn all this stuff. It's very new to me, but, you know, as I said, I've always been very connected with the Hispanic culture, not just because, you know, of my beautiful, talented, amazing Salvadoran husband, but also because, like, I've been taught Spanish for over, you know, 20 years, and I've always loved it. It's always been like, hey, Raja, come here. Like, you know, and I'm just like, I never really realized it. It's like the Hispanic culture was for me and it was calling me without even knowing, you know, without even me knowing that I was Mexican at the time, being a little girl, you know, I've always so fascinated. And when I go to Mexico, it's one of like the most best experiences ever. And I just remember when I went there, like the people there are just the most heartwarming, lovable, kind, you know, most genuine and organic people that I've ever met. And I'm so glad to be part of that type of culture and those type of people. So, but anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Taco Time podcast. I appreciate every single listen, every single comment, the messages that I've been getting. Thank you guys so much. If you guys have any other questions, comments, or concerns, hit me up on Instagram at the Taco Time podcast. And again, at the Taco Time podcast. I hope you guys have a great day or night wherever you guys are in the world.